I hate man.
Don't you dare bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
You know .podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the Call of Ian, you cop fucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
What's up, my G?
Hello.
Hold on one second. I got a call CEO. He dropped his call.
I'm at the gas station, so I mean, I got to drive in a second. I'm really not. I just wanted to answer because I didn't want to be rude. So I'm not even in a position where I can talk on the phone at the moment. I just got my chicken. Hello? Oh my God, this guy.
Hootie hoo.
So Lane is overdrawn for chicken? chicken fries.
You know, I'm also fucked up in the game this week.
What do you mean?
I made a similar mistake. Well, I guess he didn't make a mistake. He knows the bro hustle. I had my insurance coming out 2 days before payday, and I knew it was going to overdraw my account.
Oh, so shit.
I was like, fuck it. I'll be without insurance for 2 days. I'll be fine. I was not without insurance for 2 days. What happened is my account was overdrawn, and then I had an overdrawn fee on top of it.
Oh, shit.
So Lane
wait,
saw
wait,
that.
Wait. So your thing was overdrawn. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Your thing was overdrawn and you had no insurance?
No, I had like 60-some bucks in my account, but my insurance was like $82.
Oh, shit.
So it overdrew my account. I figured it would turn down the payment and just leave me with my $60. And then I would just pay my insurance when I had the money. No. Insurance got their money. Bank got their money. And I got nothing left.
You got nothing left. Lane has got chicken fries, but he can't get, what, Spreaker or whatever the fuck it is?
He can't download Podbean?
Yeah, he can't. Yeah, Podbean can't go on it. That's crazy.
I was listening to an old with apologies where you go, I tried to find Ian's podcast this week.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Ian's on OnlyFans now.
It's true, man. We now have premium episodes.
I got to be honest. I don't know how I feel about being on OnlyFans.
Well, there's a whole long conversation that comes before how we got the OnlyFans. Do you want to have that now, or do you want to wait for Belly Boo to be available?
I don't know. If we have it now, we can always just add that in later.
we'll just rehash. Maybe we'll have it now, and we can come up with some bits to play on it.
Wait, so are we actually on OnlyFans now? That's 100%?
We're going to be. We're not there yet.
Okay, so there's still time for me to go, no, this is a horrible mistake?
Yes.
Okay, what, here's my idea. Why don't you just take what you do on Podbean and put it on OnlyFans?
I can do that. I'm just
someone's going to Podbean.
Are you going to be comfortable if, you know, you're not getting paid but the rest of us are?
Oh, yeah, I'll be super comfortable.
All right, I was just trying to look out for your best interest.
No, man, I'll be comfortable.
I feel like you got the right attitude. I was talking to Cosmic and Rex the other day, and I was like, I'm a little bit worried that if somebody was, you know, overly litigious, you could actually be jailed for the stuff you say on this show.
Me?
You.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I know. I worry about that all the time.
Ryan Long, when he was on the show, he was saying there was, like, open micers getting hit with, like, $60,000 fines for the shit they said on stage in Canada.
That is true. Yeah, I do. I'm not going to lie. That's why I've been, like, little concerned with the older shows being played.
Rex pointed out that America does not respect the rule of law in Canada.
I know that. Like that, I know that, but like you know, it's a little concerning.
He was saying there's some sort of loophole where it's like you can only get in trouble as a Canadian citizen for talking about another Canadian citizen.
Is that true?
I don't know. You know, that might be like when I got called to court for my student loans because I wasn't paying them, and everybody was like, tell them to show you the original contract. They don't have it, and that null and void the case. It was like 1,000 YouTube videos.
That's not how that works ever.
Yeah, well, I showed up, and they had the fucking contract, and I lost that case severely.
That sucks.
No, actually, it's lit. And any young listeners that would tell you this, stop paying your student loans now. Unless you can pay them off immediately, stop paying them.
Wait, why?
So here in America, like, I thought I had one loan. I actually had, like, 5 loans. And I had some, like, predatory-ass lending where it was, like, 30% interest.
Yeah.
So as soon as I stopped keeping up with my payments, like, if I missed a month here or there, 30% charged onto that, and then you go to paying off the debt before you pay off the principal loan, and the debt got to be so high that I was never even paying a single dollar on my actual real loan.
Oh, geez. Yeah, what the hell?
So I let it default, and now they basically cut the bill in half, and they just take it directly out of my check, so I never have to deal with anybody. But I also owe, like, you know, half as much money as I ever would have owned, and I don't have the stress of, like, having to choose between food and a student loan bill.
Well, that's good.
I mean, of course, not fun, but it, and, you know, it'll fuck up your credit, but for a guy like me, I'm like, this is a way better arrangement than stressing out over this shit.
Oh, man.
I went from $100,000 in debt to, like, $30,000 in debt.
Wait, how much?
It was over $100,000 because they just kept taxing shit on. But when the court settled it, they knocked off like all of the interest.
Man,
they're like,
so that's
make believe money.
Yeah, it's not even real.
So, you know, if you out there and you stressing, maybe you let that shit ride. And you got 7 years for them to take you to court. And just stack your chips in the meantime.
7 years to take you to court. And this was for what kind of degree again?
Anthropology.
Oh, my God.
My last year.
I wish I could talk to the young Ian and just tell him it's a bad idea.
There's so many things I wish I could tell myself. My last year. And maybe we're about to have the same conversation about comedy. My level 300, which was like the top level professor, sat me down. He's like, Ian, I don't think going further with this degree is a good idea for you. And I was like, why didn't you say this 4 fucking years ago?
Wait, who said that?
One of my professors. And I was mad at the time, but I appreciate the fuck out of him at least having the courage to be like, he had like an intervention, like, I've read your senior thesis, and maybe you should stop here.
Oh, I can't even imagine the professor saying that to me.
I mean, they're just going to, like, hand you the degree knowing that you're a psycho?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What degree are you pursuing? No, I'm one class short.
Oh, why don't you go back and finish?
So what they did, because I'm dyslexic, I took a test that proved I was dyslexic, and they waived me having to take a math course. Because I was like, why do I have to pay like $2,000 to finish algebra, but I'm never really going to use algebra? You know, be accommodating to my disability. I'm differently able. I'm a superhero. So they waived it, and I got to take this English class instead. We got to the midterm, and the teacher said, this is your last thing. This is, you know, your whole grade, whatever you get on this, decides.
Oh, this sounds exactly like Nick with his grade 12 diploma.
It's probably a similar story.
Where they were like, hey, listen, you only need two classes. You have to enroll in three, so he just never went to the third one when it was he needed all three to graduate. And I'm like,
very, very similar.
He's, oh, man.
So I take this class. I smash the midterm. But at the same time, I'm working on my senior thesis, which is, like, the most stressful shit in the world. I gotta do real science shit to get this done. And so once that midterm is done, I just stopped going to that class because I thought I was done. And it turns out I needed to still go. So I failed that class. The teacher claims he tried to get a hold of me, but he never contacted me, you know, in any of my emails or anything. Once I figured this all out, you know, come graduation day, I go, all right, well, fuck it. I'm going to, you know, I'm moving to Baltimore with my wife. I'll get enrolled in their school. I'll just take my class, transfer the credit, I'll be done. Get to Baltimore, you got to live there, you know, 8 months before you can get, you know, local tuition. So I'm like, all right, I'll wait out. Go through all that. My marriage falls apart, which some we're going to have to talk about later. This involves a little bit.
Let me get
through one story because we're gonna be 12 deep and never finish.
Luis J. Gomez is the reason you got divorced.
He was dicking down my ex, man. It was savage. So after my marriage falls apart, I come back to Chicago. Once I sort of get into like a mentally healthy place, I go to my original university to see if I could take that one class and graduate. And now my certification that I'm dyslexic has expired. And so the only way I can take that one class is I have to sign up to get certified as dyslexic again. It's going to cost me like $500. And then once that goes through the next semester, I can sign up for some other class, but I live 90 miles away. And I just said, fuck it, and moved on with my life.
Oh, how's that called Lewis?
So, as you know, I talked to Lewis this week. And
I know. That was a mistake.
Well, there are several reasons why we will never be welcome at Gas Digital.
Okay.
And he also gave me some ice on the future moving forward.
I can't. What did you say? You broke up a bit there?
He gave me some advice on moving forward in the industry.
Okay.
You know, I was looking at Lewis, like, maybe he's like the Dre to my Eminem. Like, maybe he's about to help Slim Shady, you know, drop the realest LP of all time.
Okay.
He said, Ian, I like you guys, but you ruffle too many feathers.
I knew that was going to be part of it.
And he's like, I love that you do that, and I don't want you to stop doing that. But the reality is, I'm not prepared for the headache that would come along with co-signing you guys.
Okay, what about just me?
You're the worst one of all.
I don't do anything. I make fun of one guy.
Here's how this story connects to the last one. I was telling him after talking to Ryan Long, like, I realize how delusional it is to think that there's any idea I could ever have any kind of like Netflix or Comedy Central. It's not possible. It's literally like the reality of it is like here now, like you've burned that bridge no matter what.
Pretty much.
He's like, Ian, I suggest you go remove your origin story of how you became a comedian and allegedly tried to rape or assault your wife from the entire internet. And I was like, but Lewis, that's my origin story. That's the story of how comedy saved my life. You can't ask me to turn my back on comedy. In reality,
but he knows about this.
He watched our documentary, The Corporation.
And,
I guess he subscribes to the podcast, and Ross sends him clips.
Okay. Yeah, this has been not a fruitful endeavor for any of us. yeah, man.
I think he probably looks at it like we would just do to him what Red Bar did to Kumia.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that.
And he
I do
says,
like his mom, though.
Well, he's a nice guy. He does like us. No, he doesn't like us. He's just like, as a business person, he also said it would be a hard sell to his business partners because to get anybody on the show, he has to run it past Ralph Sutton, who we notoriously have been teasing for about, 8 or 9 years now?
Yeah.
Ralph Sutton or something?
I knew that. I didn't know that his business partner was Ralph Sutton.
And his other partner is Big J, who we've also been teasing.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way this is ever going to happen.
Well, he did give me some advice on moving forward, what we have to do if we're going to do this. Which is why we're in future going to start having premium episodes.
Okay.
With apologies, is coming to OnlyFans.
Yeah. I'm going to be on OnlyFans. That's great.
What do you say I try and add Lane to the call real quick?
He's got chicken fries. I don't know if he's going to...
Yeah, you don't know if he's going to be able to put them down. He's going to have greasy crumb fingers all over the phone.
Yeah.
All right, let me try. We got a voicemail.
Oh, God.
It didn't give out his phone number, did it?
I
just doxed Belly Boo.
I didn't hear anything.
So, how do you feel about trying to make money with the show?
I have no idea how I feel about that.
Because here's what we've learned, is that, like, you know, Lewis is kind of like the bad boy of comedy, or the realest-ass dude.
Yeah.
He's scared to hang out with us.
Yeah, I would be too.
Well... So for better or worse, even though we maybe don't think of ourselves as these big bad guys, we are those guys.
That's true.
So we got to lean in. Like, comedy needs a villain, and we might have to just lean into it and actually just do what we could do.
I guess so. Here's the thing I just don't want to do. I don't want to do... the Mel Gibson Hacksaw Ridge tour, where it's like, oh, 10 years later now, we can all be nice to him. I don't want to do that.
Well, I also don't want to do the thing where, like, you end up in jail and, I lose my chicken job and we get zero money on the other end.
Yeah, because that thing is coming. We're tempting fate every single time.
It's like NWA, but the record deal doesn't work out.
Oh,
stomped out on the street.
Yeah. Ooh, it's just like, fuck, man.
So it's actually like, it kind of fucking hurts me that I'm like, I put 10 years into comedy. I love this shit. I want to make it the realest best shit I can make it. And I'm like, fuck.
That's what I mean.
I'm a villain? Wait, what? I don't get to do nothing?
Yeah.
Not only that, if I have friends, it could hurt my friends to be associated with me.
I know, it sucks. That's why I'm like OnlyFans. Only. Why is it got to be OnlyFans? Like, there's nobody. Why is that like?
They suggested that because if we say did like a Patreon or something, it's a lot easier for our inevitable enemies to like get us shut down and fuck our shit up.
That's the thing is like who like outside like Don A, who is an enemy?
Well, we don't think of it that way, but. You know, like you said the other day, where it's like we have the least amount of skill but the widest reach.
Yeah, like that's just like
that reach is gonna lead to fucking, you know, people coming after us. And if I feel like we've already had the worst of it, because it's like after dealing with Jimmer and Lemon, getting Twitter canceled feels like a fucking neck massage.
Yeah, like, we still have Twitter?
For now, I mean, it'll get shut down again.
I guess so. That's what feels to me. They have actual terrorists on Twitter. Well, we can't be.
The other day I sent Rex a video of a woman in Australia. She's pregnant. She has two kids. She's on her way to an ultrasound, and she gets arrested because of a post that she made on Facebook. And
what?
Rex was like, that's crazy, man. You should check out Antifa.com. And I was like, nope. I ain't going over there getting on a fucking...
Oh, website. I know. It's like going to Nambla.com. You do that, and all of a sudden, you get, after that, your computer, you're watched now.
A fucking scary world, and I don't want to be some fucking revolutionary freedom fighter. I just want to, like, do the best funny we can do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to hate the people fighting us, but I'm also going to hate the people supporting us.
I do, too.
Very
weird.
Imagine being forced into doing something noble.
I think, I just wonder, like, how much further is this cancel culture shit going to go?
Who knows, man? I mean, in America, there's fucking riots every goddamn day right now.
That's true. There's nothing like that here.
Well, count yourself lucky. I can't wait for this fucking election horseshit to be over, and fingers crossed this corona shit to be over.
Yeah, that's the thing that really messed everything up with Corona.
You're going along just fine. God damn it.
Yeah, like, it's fucking crazy.
I saw a video today where they took polls about supporting BLM, and since January, support for BLM has been on the decline.
Well, no shit.
It's not polling well.
No, nobody wants it in their town.
It's all well and good if you're fucking a 20-year-old dipshit, but if you live somewhere.
Yeah.
We're going to watch it on Sunday, and I don't know if you've seen any of this, but L Magazine sponsored an interview between Sleepy Joe Biden and Cardi B.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know when that happened. Like, I've seen parts of it just on, like, Red Bar and stuff, but... Yeah. You know?
Do you want to hear a bit?
Not particularly, but okay.
There's only like four funny podcasts in the entire fucking world.
Yeah.
Like Come Town, maybe Legion of Skank, Red Bar, and Oz.
What do you forgot about Revenge of the Sith?
But I think they're a little more political than they are funny.
I was being sarcastic.
I wasn't. Fuck those dudes. Come Town is very formulaic, and it takes skill to do what they do, and they are very funny. But it's basically they spend their week watching TVs and movies, and then they just talk about those things and make them gay.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So. I thought of a Cumtown-esque little bit. There's this turnkey industry in YouTube where, all the nerds are mad about the SJW changes they're making to comic books.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, how would you ruin a movie?
Me?
Like, so the idea I came up with would be, like, you have Spider-Man, but it's played by Yamanika Sanders.
Oh, my God.
But you play the story the same. Hey, I'm Spider-Man. Hey, Mary Jane. Want to go to the social?
Oh, God. Cameron Esposito she does her actual thing where she plays Ace Ventura.
I'm sure she would object to the trans ending.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
That was so fucking disgusting to me. It like turned my stomach. And now that's a hate crime.
Man, they could never make that movie now.
How did that movie end?
You know what we should do? We should actually... I just typed it in on Wikipedia, and one of the sub-things, like, says transgender... We should get the world to turn on Jim Carrey for that movie.
I'm surprised it hasn't come up, or maybe it has and we missed it. And when he finds out, he just throws up for like 3 straight minutes. It's an obnoxious really long scene.
Oh my God, I can't imagine. We should do that, though. That's what we should be doing. We should make a Twitter account where it's just Jim Carrey is a transphobe. Tag everybody in it.
Every trans person, we just hit them with memes of Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah.
I came out today. I'm so proud. All righty then.
It's like, this is what he thinks of you guys.
You know, he wrote that movie himself. The legend has it he was given the script, he hated it. He was working on In Living Color at the time, and he would do the show during the day and rewrite the script for Ace Ventura himself with his own thoughts at night because he wanted to get it perfect and make it funny.
Oh my God.
You know who's gonna go down for this? Tommy David Jr. son. Might they call?
Hello.
I lost CEO about 10 minutes ago, and he said he was taking a shit. Do you think he's done taking a shit yet?
Well, considering I just read that text message, probably not.
Uh, This show, you know, Lewis said he loved the charm of this show. He likes the cicadas in the background. He likes how homegrown and from the basement it is.
Yeah, I feel that. I just think we need to have a more solid time frame to work with or something.
We're figuring it out. I've been saying that for a while. I was like, let the show find its voice. And I feel like we figured it out with you, me, CEO, and a grab bag of shit. That seems to work pretty good.
Yeah, we just got to wait just a little bit for the equipment and stuff to all get set up. But that's pretty much my plan. This is just do it, the three of us.
Well, so I was talking to CEO, and we were talking about the idea of moving to Only. Only. And I was like, Lewis saying he doesn't want to work with us. he said we ruffle too many feathers. And I was like, that means we're on our own. I guess we're that level of gangster where we're trouble. And even though we don't think of ourselves as that, we're going to have to start leaning into that because we're on our own. They've already decided they can't play with us.
No, I already figured we were on our own. I just I think we need to get out there a little bit more and do other people's shows to get ourselves
thing.
Out there a bit more.
We got to do it before our reputation gets so bad we can't go anywhere.
Well, the Ryan Long interview will give us a bit of clout. I was working on those clips last night.
That's dope. I emailed Bill Burr. He's been invited to the show to discuss.
I finished that video. I was going to upload it tonight.
That's dope. I sent him an unlisted link. I said, Bill, we like to chat. we just busting balls over here.
It'd be hilarious if you read it on the show and just responded to you on his podcast, legitimize you.
Well, now we got to listen to his fucking podcast and see if he responds to us.
I'm sure someone will let us know if he does. Kyle will talk about it.
You know what, Doge? Someone subscribe to the podcast, talk address about me. You know what, Doge? Brutal. Brutal. These kids. You got no conscience. Brutal.
Sure. Well, I kind of hate this whole phone call thing.
Yeah. I did have one long question for you. If you're down for that, then I'll let you go. Because I did 30 minutes with CEO. And I'm going to put this on my podcast as a premium episode, so it might not ever be heard by anyone.
Well, what's your question?
What is your take on how all this got started? From, like, what you were doing to how you got sucked into it to how we got to where we are today?
Just the whole podcasting? I mean, I don't really have a take. It would just be more like a history lesson.
That's what
like,
I want.
I can tell you the events that have, well, fuck, dude. That's going to be a lot. Can we do that another time? I literally don't know how to do that without talking to you for another half hour.
CEO responded by being like, that's like an existential question. It's like, how
yeah.
did you get here?
To me, that was very literal. It was like, well, did you forget? Like, do I have to remind you?
This has been our first premium episode. We've lost the Ross dog.
This is a premium episode? We're not making people pay for this, are we?
Podbean has something where I can flex to make an episode premium. I got a show tomorrow, so I'm going to do like a podcast tomorrow. And then
okay.
This will be like, whatever the fuck Podbean's premium is, if someone wants to pay for it, they can get the first
See if
one.
If someone wants to buy it.
Top secret, right. High level, inside boardroom meeting, LLC talk.
Well, I should have Anchor tomorrow or the next day. So
we'll try again next week.
Try this again. Or, I mean, you know, if you want to try it again another day. I mean, I'm free every day, so this is on me to figure out. I'm unemployed.
Thursday is the day I'm free, and I've had a pretty good luck with getting CO just before or after dinner.
Okay. Then the next Thursday, we'll anchor it up.
5 o'clock, my time.
But, yeah, I got a 5 o'clock your time? Okay. That would have been perfect today.
All right, my dude. Deuces. Right,
yeah. I'm going to hit you. I'm going to upload some stuff later.
All right, Mike. ENL to LLC. Go check out the channel.
No one wants to be cynical. No one wants to have an old heart. What you want is the overwhelming sense that you've stumbled into a magnificent and mysterious work of art, also known as your life. What you want is the sensation that you've been participating in an unprecedented phenomenon this entire time, and you're just now becoming aware of it. What you want is joy.
Hello, Los Angeles.